Rima says, Linyan Malkus Itma. Rima says, that while Rashi explains, that the Rima said before the name of a Shokish, that Bia B'mikseth, the Shmei Bia, that even putting in your hands, it has a look like you went inside the Azorah, so we thought that Yechayev Chorus, the Rima says, no, it's only Linyan Malkus. That's just Linyan Malkus on there. Should it come out? Lake of the head, it says the Queen, you get Malkus. Below Linyan Chorus, but not for the look of Chorus. That if there's a loch, the person's tummy goes inside the Azorah, he's Chayev Chorus, that's only a D of the Kula. That's only a roll of his body comes in. But only the Mikzas, you do not receive Chorus. And if not, you only said before you get Malkus, but not Chorus. Why? Because his whole story was, they make a Hekish, Rashi says, a D and a D for the Azorah. So, just like by touching, if you touch it, you only over Malkus, it's only allowed. You only get Malkus, who I did. That's why we say B is also the Mikzas, but only for Malkus, but not for Chorus. That's what the Bina says. And we know my Linda Malkus is not. She also was in the Rosen Cain, all my Rabbi Huzer, and the Rabbi Huzer, the Linda and Tomei, Shinoga Bakodish Shitna. It was talking about a Locha, there's a Tomei touches Kodish. So that's just like this. Loyalif Reshtrokish Malkus, Lukro, the Sokas does not even learn out that Yechayev Malkus. Elo L'tomei Shenoga Bakredish. Lo Yarev B'diyas Mitzvah Klau. The Sokas is not talking about coming inside the Beis HaMikdash. He's only talking about the Tomei touches Kachim. The Yitma, because we learned like this. Tomei Shenoga Bakredish. The person that's Tomei, that touches Kachim. Reshlokas Shoma Lekir. Reshlokas says yes, he gets Malkus. The person just touches the Kutchin, there alone he gets Malkus. Reb Yechon Amar Zal, no, Eino Lekir doesn't get Malkus. What's the Machlokas? Reshlokas Shoma Lekir. Reshlokas says yes, he gets Malkus for this. Why the person says, Bachol Kodesh Lekiga. So the Pharisee allows that if you're Tomei, you're not allowed to touch Kutchin. If you touch Kutchin, you're over the Slav. The Slav shakes the Meister, you get Malkus. That's the flower of the whole Kodesh Lechiga. Reb Yechon Amar Yechon says, no, Emelech, you do not get Malkus. How he, that prophet, I tell you, the Truma thing. That prophet is talking about Truma. It's not talking about Kutchim, it's talking about Truma. The Rashi says, the Mukha says to the Kura, Ad Meleishu Meitayo, Shiyara Shimsha, Shepula Siyar Malach, the girls with Shrila Leidosai. So the Kutch is talking about Truma, it's not talking about, it's not talking about Kutchim. As the Gemara in Yevamos Asher, that Rashi says that Gai Krob Yevamos Varo, the Chizan in the Trumetziv, where you have seen the Malkus of Kodesh, you have no limit to say that by Kodeshim you get Malkus. Rashi says you can't make a Kal V'Chaymer, you have Masirim and Adin. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the person is only given to love if you touch Truma. If the person's Tomei touches Truma, then he gets Malkus. But if you touch Kodeshim according to Rashi Kodesh, the court of Yechon, you don't get Malkus. So the kids are asking Malkus with Yechon and Reshlokish. Now the Gemara is the Kashir. The Reshlokish, high crawl, Ochud Yos, is it true that this prospect of the Chokodesh Lesiga comes to teach us that there's a love if you touch Kutchin, for me boil le Azoro, le Eichel Bosta Kodesh. The Chokodesh, you need this prospect to say there's a love in Azoro if you eat the Kutchin when you're coming. The Yitzma question, well, that is the Gemara in Malkus. Azor will liyecho bosta kodesh minayim. Where's the Azor to say that the person is coming? He's now allowed to eat kutchim. The slot is shomar from this person. Bechol kodesh loy siga. This is the law. Bechol kodesh loy siga is the law. If you're coming, not eat kutchim. Even though it says lashon of midiya, but he dashes, it also means eating, you're not allowed to eat it. The Yechon Amar that Tony Bradlo, the Yechon Amar Bradlo says, how do I know there's a law for a person not to touch Kutchim when he's coming? Ask you Timosoi Medias Mikdash. Then it says the word Timosoi Medias Mikdash. It says it over here. Mal Halen Honest River. Let's take over there. If you come in, you come to the base of Mikdash. There's a law not to come in. And there's a punishment if you do it. There's Afkan also here. If a person is coming, he's Kutchim Honest River. There's an Azoro. And there's a punishment. Rashi says, "Sid the chorus beichol kodesh, it's a masaguf, it's a masalov." Rashi says, "Yichayev chorus if you're tamei and you kachim." And Sid also says, "By going into the base of midrash when you're tamei, that your chayv curse. But just like by coming into the base mitzvah to the parish alam, who are doing with an up near the Azor, there's a lot also not keep the kutchim when you come in. There's always this two kolim. You have to have an Azor, a lot in the parish have to do something, and then you have an amish of punishment. But we have to find the Azor. Here, what Yerchin says, I find out the Azor from a hekish, to Mosley, to Mosley. Afkan Onesh Rizer. Now the one says, Tomei Shinoga Bakredish. So who is the Kashim Lashlokish again? How does Lashlokish know to say that a person that Tomei touches Kachim, he gets Malkis from the Pasuk of the Chol Kredish Lashiga? Here Lashlokish uses that Pasuk he says that if you eat the boss of Kachim, he gets Malkis. So how do I know to put this love by Megiyah? So my answer is, Tomei Shinoga Bakredish. How do I know this? Since the Pasuk says in the Lashon of Megiyah, it means Megiyah also. So really it's like the Shlaka says by us, if the Talmud touches cultures and the Pasuk of Kodesh, like Siga, it's the Lashon of Megiyah, you get Malkus. How do we know the Azoro, that you're not allowed to eat the meat when you're Talmud? Azoro and Yerkel, how do we know that? Megiyah is Kodesh, let me guess. That's the Azoro and Yerkel. If you claw midrash, midiiskas, kredis kamikdash, thy claw, dish, darshinan, ma bias midrash, the other says for chorus, if by going into the best midrash when you come, if someone has chorus, afa zora kredis, the other says for chorus, vaino achila, at the bottom of a kredis oxyga, talking about something going with walking into the best midrash. Just like you tell me when you walk into the best midrash, because if you have chorus, the rest of the whole kredis lay figa. Even though it says Rosh Lashiga, but it has to be talking about Achila also, because it's talking about Sunday's Mechayev Kurison. That's the way the Gemara Makas Nashans. So really, Rosh Lashiga learns out both things from here. He learns out the Azara for a person that some may not eat Kurison. And if he eats Kurison, talking about the Pasuk says Mechayev Kurison. But since the Pasuk says a Rosh Lashiga, I also learn out that there's only a love, and you only get Malkus if you just touch the Kurison. Very much says, Panic of the Rosh Lakish, being a proof to Rosh Lakish. That the Prophet says, the Chokadish Le Siga, Azor Le Yechel. It's an Azor, this is the love, not eat Kutsum in your tummy. So Moshe says, I'll tell you, you're telling me Azor Le, because an Azor not eat it. Or Yehme, maybe not that way, you're in the Gaya. Maybe it's a love not to touch the Kutsum in your tummy. So Moshe says, Tom Lem, the Prophet says, the Chokadish Le Siga, you're a Mikdash Le Sovoy. The what? Makis Kredish Le Mikdash. I make Ekish here. Ma mitish, just like going into the base of mitish. Dovish yeis them as if the shamo. They're talking about.